Welcome. The content of this program is intended for people who are blind and print impaired. This is Karen Edwards for the North Carolina Reading Service, and this is Modern Maturity. For the next half hour, I will be reading to you from various sources. I'm going to start with an article from AARP, The Bulletin, under the heading of Your Money. Pitch in, pay taxes. Programs allow older residents to work off property levies. Jan Party Simpson has lived in Dorchester County, South Carolina, for most of her 64 years and in her little house for the past 25. She's determined to stay there, living independently, hosting her four grandchildren as long as she can afford it. That's why she spent about 50 hours this year processing and answering resident questions at the Dorchester County Human Resources Office in St. George, northwest of Charleston. The work earned her about $400. It helps out tremendously, Simpson says. She was one of 36 county residents, 60 and older, who in 2022-23 offset their property taxes by performing light-duty work. The county gave back in total more than $9,400 in property taxes. Similar programs are emerging across the country, enabling older residents to offset part of their property taxes by undertaking work for the districts that levy them. Some states formally allow local taxing districts to offer work-off programs. Others aren't even aware their counties and school districts are doing so. Counties, towns, and school districts are learning from each other how to design and implement the programs. The AARP bulletin found that the programs scattered nationwide among the states where local taxing districts, counties, cities, or other government entities have established programs are Colorado, Maine, Massachusetts, Pennsylvania, South Carolina, and Washington. Often homeowners age 60 and up can volunteer for specified tasks and have the value of that work applied to offset their property taxes. The work-off benefits are usually in addition to homestead exemptions and other adjustments that reduce property taxes for older homeowners. And there are generally caps on how much a taxpayer can receive in offset property taxes. Take Massachusetts as an example. Numerous towns and cities across the state, including Boston, have active programs. For taxpayers, the value can go beyond the purely financial. In the Northeast, Massachusetts town of Amesbury, Robert Suggs, one year, reduced his property tax bill by helping run the public access boat ramp. He now greets and guides visitors at its senior center. Working 100 hours a year earned him $1,500 off his taxes. "It gets me out of the house," said the 71-year-old stroke survivor and veteran. "It keeps me social." Dorchester County officials in South Carolina modeled their program on one in Colorado. Joanne Groff, Colorado's property tax administrator, says only a few municipalities offer the program. "It's totally voluntary for citizens and for the tax district," she says. Maine launched its program in 2007, and the maximum that older homeowners can work off, which is tied to the minimum wage, has steadily gone up. In 2022, the maximum benefit was $1,380, and 220 Mainers for two participating communities saved $105,427, said Sharon Huntley, Director of Communications for the state's Department of Administrative and Financial Services. The programs share some traits. The tasks completed by volunteers must be approved by participating districts and can vary widely, from performing data entry to landscaping, based on participants' skills and interests. In addition to limits on how much a person can earn, entities may limit the amount available among all participants. If volunteers have any questions about the income tax implications from receiving the property tax benefit, they can consult with a tax professional. In Texas, San Antonio officials in September approved a pilot of the SAVES program, S-A-V-E-S, which will enable up to 300 older homeowners to each offset up to $400 on their property tax bills. AARP in San Antonio offered input in the early stages of the program's design, seeing it as a way to let people age in place while also addressing housing affordability and social isolation. Many people are already volunteering at senior centers and community centers, and they could get an incentive for that, said Terry Castillo, a member of the San Antonio City Council. The possibility of earning a few hundred dollars to mitigate rising taxes goes to the heart of many families' hopes of passing their houses to the next generation, she adds. And because many San Antonio households include multiple generations of the same family, the program Castillo is pushing includes an option for a physically frail older homeowner to delegate volunteer work to another family member. The Avon Grove School District in southern Pennsylvania rekindled a dormant work-off program in 2016, but more than money was at stake. Superintendent of Schools M. Christopher Marchese says the program gets older residents, lets them find out what's happening in the schools, even if their own kids have long since graduated. Participants help in school front offices, assist teachers, and serve as the grown-up in cafeterias, among other tasks. Avon Grove lets both partners and a couple participate. About 100 to 130 participants take part annually with a budget of approximately $100,000 allotted for the plan. It has rallied the senior citizens community because they see what we do, Marchese said, and what their tax dollars are doing. So here's a sidebar, working off your taxes. Looking to join in? Scan your latest property tax bill to see which categories claim the largest slices of revenue. Then go to the appropriate website, often the county, school district, town, or city, and search for programs designed to ease the property tax burden of older adults. If all else fails, contact the entity's administrative office and ask whether it offers a work-off program. For details on various programs, you can go to aarp.org/property tax volunteer. You can find other resources at AARP Foundation Property Tax Aid at ptaconsumers.aarpfoundation.org. Now a little bit from 99 Great Ways to Save, vacation planning. Stick with domestic travel. International flights are still costly, but the price of domestic flights has fallen on average 11% since last year, according to the travel website Hopper, thanks to lower fuel costs, increased capacity, and more competition. Or go abroad where your dollar goes further. If you have your heart set on an international trip, choose a destination with a favorable exchange rate, lowering the cost of your vacation. In places like Turkey or Colombia or Peru, you can stay at 4- and 5-star hotels for $200 or less, says Clint Henderson, managing editor of The Point Sky. The Federal Reserve posts updated exchange rates at federalreserve.gov/releases/H10/current. Avoid hotel fees. According to ResortFeeChecker.com, so-called resort fees have risen to an average of more than $30 per night. That can push up the cost of a week-long vacation by a couple hundred dollars. Call in advance to ask about fees, or use your points to book at a hotel chain that waives fees. And stop sitting on your points. A study last year by LendingTree found that 7 in 10 credit card holders had unused cashback rewards, points, or miles. That's a mistake. Such rewards typically become less valuable over time due to changes in the terms of the program. Bundle through an airline. Booking your hotel or rental car along with your airfare through a website like aavacations.com or deltavacations.com can yield significant savings. And finally, expand travel dates to the shoulder. Traveling a few weeks before or after peak tourist season can mean fewer crowds and lower costs. An analysis by Kayak found travelers saved up to 27% flying to Europe in the so-called shoulder seasons of March, April, and October and November. Now for one more money article today. Ways to save at department stores. Because of the internet, the pandemic may offer, and many other factors, the number of department store businesses in the U.S. has dropped by more than half in the past 10 years, according to IBIS World. Rest in peace, Lord & Taylor and Sears, I miss you. Despite the industry's struggle, department stores are still a great place to shop and save, especially at this time of year. But unlike warehouse and big box stores, which advertise everyday low prices, the department stores make you work the angles. And there are lots. Here are my favorite tools for shopping at the country's largest department stores. Note that I'm not including store credit cards. The perks may be good if you don't carry a balance, but with their high interest rates, just one missed payment can wipe out all your savings. Macy's, the Star Rewards Program. It gives you access to discounts and the store's Star Money credits, good for 30 days, that you can spend both in stores and online. Macy's Sale Days. Special markdowns events happen frequently throughout the year, including friends and family. One-day sales and lowest prices of the season events with markdowns of up to 60%. Also, don't miss Star Money Bonus Days, when loyalty program members can rack up points faster toward Star Money. Macy's Backstage. Many locations offer this. TJ Maxx-like discount department. Also, don't miss last act clearances. The app. Once it's on your phone, you can access your rewards account, Star Money, coupons, and more. Now we have Kohl's. Special sales. Like other department stores, Kohl's has dozens of sales and special store events, including clearance and friends and family sales, which happens multiple times a year. It also has item-specific sales, including semi-annual bra and shoe sales. Last year, it offered dashing deal days in November, along with the usual Black Friday and other holiday sales. You can keep on top of the action by downloading the store's app to your phone or by visiting Kohl's.com. Under Shop by Category, click on Sale Plus, Must-Have Prices, or Clearance and Closeouts. Kohl's Wallet on the app. You can access all of your rewards and coupons there. You can even use the wallet to load gift cards and paper coupons. The app also gives you free shipping, plus alerts about sales and expiring coupons. Kohl's Cash. For every $50 you spend during special sales events, you get $10 in credit, which can be used during redemption dates marked on the cash. Kohl's Rewards. You get a $5 Kohl's Cash for every $100 worth of purchases, plus extra coupons. And finally, in this department, senior discounts, people 60 and older, get 15% off on Wednesdays at Kohl's stores. Be sure to bring your ID. Now for Nordstrom, Nordstrom Rack, the vast majority of Nordstrom's more than 350 locations are Nordstrom Racks, which are like giant clearance sections. As is the case with outlet chains, much of the merchandise is manufactured specifically for the discounter. Look for the Nordstrom Rack tag. The Nordy Club. With a free membership, you can collect points toward Nordstrom's notes to spend in stores and online. Plus, you get free basic alterations on clothing purchased at Nordstrom and access to invitation-only events, such as makeup workshops. You can redeem points faster by downloading the app. Special sales. Wait for the half-yearly sales held in early winter and late spring, and the anniversary sale held in summer, which offer free shipping and returns. Nordstrom Rack doesn't participate in these annual events, but you can return sale items to the discount store's locations. And finally, JCPenney, sales and coupons in the weekly ad. JCPenney has sales throughout the year. Before you hit the store, scan the weekly and online at jcpenney.com. On the website's desktop version, find it by moving your cursor over the store location. The week I was working on this story, it featured a Super Saturday sale with a coupon for an extra 30% off. JCPenney Rewards. You get 30% off when you sign up for this loyalty program. Plus, you can rack up points for $10 gift certificates when you shop and during bonus events. The app. You can use it to get deal alerts and find coupons. And all of this advice was from Lisa Lee Freeman, who's a journalist specializing in shopping and saving strategies. She was founder and editor-in-chief of ShopSmart magazine from Consumer Reports. Now, last time we started looking at an article from AARP, the Bulletin, Super Agers. Some people in their 80s and 90s stay sharp, retain their memories, have youthful energy, and enjoy life deeply. How they do it, what they eat, what doctors think. Can you super age too? Let's look at super brains and the people who own them. Most of us have brains that will age and change in similar and predictable ways. Memory peaks between the ages of 30 and 40. Overall brain volume begins to atrophy in our 50s, particularly in the areas of the brain that are linked to complex thought processes and learning. Changing hormones, deteriorating blood vessels, and difficulty managing blood glucose, the brain's primary fuel, lead us toward the cognitive decline associated with aging. These factors explain why we have trouble retrieving a word or remembering a name to match a face as we get older, and why multitasking and processing new information become more challenging. But the brains of superagers don't behave this way. Among the differences are, superager brains are shrink-resistant. That is, they shrink at a slower rate than the brains of similarly aged people and maintain volume in the areas associated with memory and focus. The Super Aging Research Initiative team identified a potential brain signature for superagers. They found that the anterior cingulate cortex, ACC, which impacts thinking, memory, and decision-making, is thicker in superagers, sometimes thicker even than in most people in their 50s and 60s. In some superagers, the brain regions linked to memory storage and retrieval were so well preserved that they were indistinguishable from young adults, said Brad Dickerson, a behavioral neurologist and director of the Frontotemporal Disorders Unit at Massachusetts General Hospital and professor of neurology at Harvard Medical School. Superager brains have memory cells that are supersized. The neurons around the brain responsible for memory are significantly larger in superagers than in their peers, and even compared with individuals 20 to 30 years younger. These neurons tend to be free of tall tangles, the webs of tangled proteins that collect inside neurons in the brains of people with Alzheimer's disease and other kinds of dementia. Now, I'm going to pause here for a minute and go to a couple of sidebar articles before we continue with this. Superagers speak. Dolores Huerta, 93, labor leader and civil rights activist, president of the Dolores Huerta Foundation, secret weapon is staying involved. I get energy from people. Keeping involved keeps my brain active. There's so much work to be done, so many organizations that need volunteers. If people keep busy, their brains keep busy. My mother died at 51 and my dad died in his 70s. I'm very blessed that I have been able to live as long as I have. And remember, she's 93. Also, here we have AARP's take on aging well. This story is adapted from a special digital-only edition. the number one exercise for aging. Doctors agree this move is most essential for vitality. And it's squatting. Make your money last. Four proven approaches to stretching your retirement cash. And there are a couple of others, but we have to look other places for those. So let's move on back to our article. Super ager brains have more social intelligence cells. They contain our higher volume and density of spindle-shaped von Economoneutrons, cells that have been linked to social intelligence and awareness. These cells help facilitate rapid communication across the brain, providing an enhanced ability to navigate the outside world. These factors seem to combine in a way that keeps the brains of superagers from declining with age. And we're not just talking about what happens in their 80s and 90s. In 2016, Dickerson's team gave younger superagers, ages 60 through 80, a list of 16 unrelated words, which they were asked to repeat back 20 minutes later. An average 25-year-old can usually recall 14 words, with the average 75-year-old will remember 9 words. But superagers in the study remembered just as many words as the 25-year-olds, and another study found similar results. Superagers who took a tough memory task test while in an MRI scanner were able to learn and recall new information, as well as study participants who were 25 years old. Next time, we'll look at decoding the magic formula. In the meantime, we have a couple of more Super Agers Speak items. Ruth Westheimer, 95, sex therapist, talk show host, author of 2 new books, including the revised The Art of Arousal, Secret Weapon, A Love of Life, and Talking. When I was 10 years old, my family made the sacrifice of sending me to Switzerland. That's how I survived the Holocaust. For 6 years, I was in an orphanage in Switzerland, hoping the parents would get out. They did not, but my love for life and my attitude for life is because of my early years. Also, I exercise, and I exercise my mouth. I talk day and night. That also exercises my brain. Another superager speaks out, Stanley Plotkin, MD, 91, world-renowned vaccinologist who developed the rubella vaccine. Secret weapon, problem solving. I belong to an old friends group of 8 or 10 people in their 90s, so we meet by Zoom and talk about our experiences. I've always enjoyed music, art, travel. I'm interested in history, philosophy, science, and many things other than my work. Stimulation is a large part of it. If you continue to think about problems and try to solve them, it keeps you younger. And the last bit of advice in this section, Superager Speak, Thaddeus Mosley, 97, sculptor with a 2022 exhibition at the Eugene Delacroix Museum in Paris. Secret weapons, physical exercise, and reading. I can still lift 125 pounds. I've always been very strong. And I read mostly everything that is factual, cosmology, history, society. Today, I'm reading the Sunday Times. I'm in the studio every day unless someone takes me to lunch or dinner. To me, you must have something to live for. Now, for a little bit of humor to end this day. Witty and wise, this is also from the bulletin, spring cleaning do's and don'ts. Don't forget the clothes closet. It's time to say goodbye to those MC Hammer pants. They're never coming back in style. Dads, trust us. They are never coming back in style. Don't forget to clean the exercise equipment. You don't want to be hanging your clothes on a dirty treadmill all year. Do dress appropriately. No streaking doesn't just apply to how clean windows should look. Do keep it exciting. Hide in the attic. When it's time for your spouse to clean it, jump out and surprise them. not responsible for future marriage counseling. Don't just watch your robot vacuum clean the floor. Put a few drinks on top of it so that each time it passes you on the couch, you can change your empty one for a fresh one. And do make sure you note who cleaned what. That way you'll know whom to get mad at when you go back and clean it the right way. Now we have time for a couple of milestone birthdays. Tatum O'Neill, November 5th. Actress recently opened up about health struggles and relationships with her father. She's 60. Ming-Na Wen, November 20th. ER and Maladorian actor received a star on the Hollywood Walk of Fame in May. She's 60. Tony Shalhoub, October 9th. Up next for the Marvelous Mrs. Maisel star, a Monk movie based on his 2000 TV show. He's 70. Chevy Chase, October 8th. Saturday Night Live alum and vacation star will headline this year's Christmas Con in New Jersey. He's 80. Catherine Deneuve, October 22nd. French screen legend was celebrated with two photo exhibitions this year. She's 80 and looks awesome. Billie Jean King, November 22nd. All-time tennis great co-runs a women's pro hockey league that is set to launch in 2024. And Billie Jean is also 80. Mario Lopez, October 10th. You might remember him as a high school jock, A.C. Slater, on Saved by the Bell. But Mario Lopez has built a 30-plus career as an actor, producer, TV and radio host, and entrepreneur. Lopez parlayed his fame into anchor gigs on entertainment news shows, including Extra and Excess Hollywood. He also has launched lines of shoes and fitness products, plus a tequila brand with boxer Oscar De La Hoya. That's a tight relationship. Lopez's co-produced The Golden Boy, a documentary about De La Hoya's about him. Fitness is also a priority for Lopez, who has said that he was in poor health as a child. Though football was Slater's game, Lopez practices Brazilian jiu-jitsu. Working hard is in everything I do, especially for the family, the father of three told Fault magazine in June. I want them to know that there are no shortcuts in life. Work hard, stay focused, do the right thing, and the right things will happen. Well, folks, we have run out of time for today's episode of Modern Maturity. Be sure and listen at the same time next week. I hope you've enjoyed it. I'm Karen Edwards, reading for the North Carolina Reading Service. The content of this program is available as a podcast at our website, ncreadingservice.org. If you have any comments or questions, please call 919-832-5138. That number again, 919-832-5138. And thank you again for listening to Modern Maturity by the North Carolina Reading Service.